My mom introduces me as the voice of Sonic to people. And I'm like, Mom, there is a guy who is actually the voice of Sonic. You can't do that. And she's like, oh, they know what I mean. I'm like, no, they don't. Hi, I'm Steve. I am the creator of Belina Productions. It's a Russian YouTube channel. We make all of the kids' videos. Anna, Elsa is great. Subscribe and buy t-shirt, please.
And where can they buy a t-shirt?
Teespring.com/ he did not interfere with election. It's good. No, but okay. Let's be serious for a second. Yeah, I'm Steve. I make a YouTube channel called Belina Productions. I do all kinds of animations, mostly Sonic the Hedgehog. And these fine gentlemen have asked me to come and talk to you guys today.
Yes, thank you.
Joe, what is with this guy? He's talking in Russian?
Don't know. It's almost like he has marbles in back of throat. I don't get it.
He's saying that he didn't interfere with the election, but nobody asked him about the election?
No, of course not. Not me.
Yeah. He said he didn't. Like, not. He's not saying that he did.
He would say if he did.
It was not me. It was my brother Kashmir.
Kashmir? My brother Kashmir. That's the name of a sweater.
It's type of rug, but my mother, she gave birth on floor, you know?
That's why they named him after the rug.
All right, well.
My name's Joe. I'm going to be the co-host today. And with me, as always, I have Lars. Thank you for joining us, Steven. It has really been an honor for you to be here, and it is our privilege and pleasure to be able to speak with you tonight.
Thank you.
In front of our live studio audience.
Oh, wow. I can see them all up there.
Wow.
Oh, hey, nice glasses, pal.
The studio is in Southern California, Orange County, right?
Oh, you guys aren't far from me.
That's right. Well, your studio.
Oh, my studio. Oh.
But Lars and I are also in Orange County. So we are close.
Yes. That's right.
According to your wiki article, it's in Placentina.
No. Oh, my God. I've never had an accurate wiki article ever. Like, I'm on that famous birthdays website and they think I was born in 88. So I was not. I don't really have a studio. I have an office.
Yeah.
I'm basically in the LA area. Yeah. You know, as us typical YouTubers are these days. I don't know, understand why, because we do everything remotely, but I'm here for the weather and Disneyland, so.
Ooh, Disneyland. Ooh.
Placentina is not even a real city.
Joe, I was going to ask, do you mean Placentia?
Yeah, I was going to say Placentia is real, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, on the wiki, it actually says Placentina. That's why I was kind of drawing attention to that. They misspelt it.
Well, apparently I'm in Placentina, and I was born in 1988, so I accurate.
By the way, I got to interrupt you guys real quick to note, this episode is sponsored by Amazon, Audible, and patrons like yourself. We'll go ahead and get into that a little bit later.
Thank you.
Let me just go ahead and point something out. Placentia, California is the grossest name for a city I have ever heard. It's disgusting.
It sounds like a body part.
Sounds like placenta.
Yeah. It's like they took the word placenta and they're like, well, we got to make it slightly less gross. So they like just tossed an I on there and it's like, okay.
It's named after somebody's daughter.
It's like you're starting a video game and you get to name your town only gross names. Like, it can sound like placenta.
Or no, it's like one of those kid video games where it's like, oh, you can't name your town Butt Town, so you add like a T, so it's like Buddy Town. Just like slightly different.
Yeah.
But that's enough placenta talk on this episode.
No. By all means, let's talk more about, did you guys ever hear about those people that cook with the placenta?
No, nope.
Moving on.
Please, moving right along.
So you go to Disneyland quite often?
More than any adult should, probably, yeah.
Same.
You guys are in the exact same boat.
I probably go like once a week.
Yeah, I that's generally about when I go. Like if I have time off animation, it's like I go like every Sunday if I can. You know?
I wonder if we've ever seen each other in passing.
If you've been on Splash Mountain, probably, because I go on that ride way too much. Like, I go on it like 5 times in a row. Each time I go, it's my favorite ride there.
Interesting.
Just for context, by the way, Joe is a very large Disneyland TikToker.
Oh, okay.
I make most of my TikToks at Disneyland. So usually when I go, I try to walk around until I become inspired. Shut the fuck up, car that's going by my house too loud. Sorry. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not that large. I think in the past month, I probably got 2 million views.
Yeah, that's still pretty good.
I'm not that large, guys. I just got 2 million views. Look at me. This is nothing.
Yeah.
But it's not really too much.
It's still something.
Yeah.
What else do you like to do at Disneyland?
Well, I mean, I like to complain about Star Wars and Marvel because they shouldn't be there. Oops. No, but
get out.
I don't know. I mean, Haunted Mansion's my second favorite. Easy. I miss Space Mountain. I wish they'd turn that back to normal. Mm. Every summer we have a big group of my friends that we all go. I want to do a meetup with my viewers who go to Sonic Revolution. It's a convention.
Nice subtle brag, by the way.
Yeah.
You and your large group of friends.
A little flex there.
All my fans, just come and see me.
All of my beautiful fans will take a picture with me for $500 a piece in front of the castle. It'll be wonderful.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds nice.
But, you know, I mean, because I'm not like a party person. I mean, I don't drink and I don't smoke. Boo, I know. But Disneyland's basically my bar hopping. Like, it's just my girlfriend and I, we like to go. It's just something to do. And it's a lot of fun.
Did you meet at Disneyland?
No, we met online a long time ago. We've been together for almost 13 years now. And okay. I was born and raised in New York, Buffalo, not the city. I know everybody goes, oh, and then I go Buffalo. They go, oh.
Well, I'm from New Jersey, so we're basically both from New York.
Yeah, exactly. We're from Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx. But, you know, and I moved here in 2013 and it hit me. I'm like, hey, I can go to Disneyland whenever I want. And I got a pass. And it's like, okay, I literally am going to Disneyland every time I want. And to get out of the house all the time, that's what I do because I hate getting stuck in traffic and going. And I'm not like, I don't even go to get-togethers anymore just because it's just the same scene everywhere you go. So Disneyland's like, it's my laughing place.
If you ever want to break into the TikTok market, which I realize sounds very cringe now that I say that, go ahead and hook up with Joe on that.
Okay.
Yeah, we could collaborate on some videos. Not even joking.
I mean, sure. I hope I don't break the camera though, because I'm not an on-screen presence kind of person. But
oh, I'm not either. But you know, the thing about TikTok is the kids on there. All you have to do is prompt them for that like button, and they will be more than happy to hit that like button.
You know, if I'm so out of it, I don't even know what TikTok really is. I just know there's like a cat meme where like with Mr. Sandman. That's like it. Done. Oh, then Moto was a big thing, wasn't it? A couple. I actually liked that. That was a good meme.
Well, Steven, here, let me break it down for you. So are you aware of Vine?
Yeah, I remember Vine because everybody wanted me to go on there. Hey, you do the funny voice, do it. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Okay, so imagine Vine, except they have more music tools, but it's kind of the same idea and slightly longer videos.
Okay.
Yeah, up to 1 minute. Most of them are 15 seconds. And the memes on there, it's actually a meme engine, TikTok. I have been amazed at the memes that I have seen go mainstream.
Oh, okay.
That just appear one day on TikTok. And I think it's because so many people are sharing TikToks on other platforms that they make their way into the mainstream really fast.
Yeah, I mean, I just recently had to like copyright flag like 25 different videos that took my Barney video on TikTok, and they were on YouTube compilations of the best TikTok memes. I'm like, oh, it's not a TikTok meme, that's mine. So
you're referring to Barney Takes a Dump, right?
I sure am referring to Barney Takes a Big Steamy Dump, that I literally was afraid to put it on my channel, and then it ended up blowing up. So you never know what's gonna happen.
It is hilarious.
I feel like that was an absolute gamble to do that, but it paid off.
I didn't intend for anyone to even see it. I had my friends over at the time, and one of them was upstairs, or coincidentally taking a dump. And we were sitting on the couch. And I remembered this old thing. I remember from like Napster. Like that's how old this is.
Oh, I remember that. That reminded me of that same clip.
Yeah, and it was Barney Takes a Dump, and I remember loving it as a kid. And then I showed it to my friend. He didn't know what to expect, so he was laughing, and we watched it over and over again. I'm like, do you want me to animate that? And he was like, yes! And I animated it in the course of a night. I'm like, oh, I can never put this on YouTube. No. They won't allow this. And then YouTube striked my channel of all of its ads, so I'm like, well, I guess I'm not making anything anyway. May as well just throw it up there. And then it blew up, and then the ads came back, and it, like, Oh my God. I wonder if Barney was what jumpstarted it again. And it was like, okay. And it got like a million views in a couple like weeks, and it's outdoing videos that I spent months making, but whatever. I mean, success is success. And it's such a stupid video, but yeah, people have stolen it left and right. Every day I have to go through like 10 different copyright claims just because people, I kind of have a policy. If you upload my video without any changes, like if you just, I'm just signal boosting my own channel, then you get it. But if like people want to remix it, YouTube poop it, redub it, react to it, whatever, I don't care. But man, TikTok was a big platform that got stolen across.
Sorry about that on behalf of all the TikTokers.
No, it's not your fault.
I feel like I'm personally responsible.
Well, did you upload it?
Just as somebody who uses the platform to create other unrelated.
As the main spokesperson for TikTok. Yeah, Joe.
The CEO.
Joe, sorry.
No, I mean, my stuff gets stolen everywhere. I mean, I had a Godzilla video called the Godzilla Dance that got stolen on every platform imaginable. And on Facebook, it got like 60 million views. And on the original, it's only got like 2. So that somebody's made bank with my creation.
Oh, I heard something the other day, by the way. And apparently Facebook, this is just like a little random tangent, but apparently Facebook really inflates its view counts.
Oh, really?
What does TikTok, you said?
No, Facebook, like compared to YouTube, apparently like the view counts are like way off by like 10 or 100%.
Wow. Oh, well then that makes sense then. Cause like, but you know, it looks better. It's like, you know, the boomers go, oh, look at this funny dancing Godzilla, and they click it. You know.
Wait, can we all be boomers for a second?
No, but it's always like,
oh, I saw this funny meme on the internet.
Oh my God, guys.
Steven, you would love this.
I'm trying to do a serious episode. And
let me tell you something right now, guys.
Steven.
You know, my favorite boomer meme is that these kids are so lazy, even though, you know, my buddy Bab, you know.
Kids bad.
Yeah, you know, my friend Bab, you know, we go fishing every
Computer's
couple
bad.
Months.
Father, how do I click the book?
You know, the computer, these kids spend more time on the computer, even though I need a little portable chair.
Did you ever notice that? Does Jerry Seinfeld, you ever notice? No. Like that the boomers are the ones that always need those like battery packs because they're on the phone more than anybody else. Like,
but they still don't know how to use them.
I went fishing a couple years ago. I go up to 1,000 Islands every once in a while, and I go fishing for pike and bass. And I was the only one that wasn't on my phone, and I was the youngest there. Like, this is like people in their like 50s and 60s. They're on the phone more than we are. So it's not even a contest. Like my own mom, I bring my mom out here to Southern California, and it's like, Mom, look, the Hollywood sign. Yeah, that's great. You know, as they're on the phone sharing memes about how the Amish don't have autism because they don't have vaccines or something really.
Yeah.
That was the day I deleted my Facebook. Actually, I had somebody share something like the Amish don't get autism because they don't vaccine. And I'm like, you know how many Amish there are? They're like 10, like compared to the millions. Okay, I'm done. And I deleted my Facebook, and then I deleted my Baleena Productions Facebook too, because this Facebook is just like, to me, is like the ultimate corporate evil. So it's disgusting. It's ruined my family for me. I had to get rid of it. They're like saying things that I'm like, oh, you want people to die now? All right. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. The watching boomers say stuff on Facebook is one of the least pleasant things I can imagine. I haven't canceled my account, but in recent years, as the older generations have kind of taken over the website, I've stopped using it like 99% of the time. It's a garbage website at this point.
It's just absolute trash, like in every meaning of the word. Just like it's basically like your nutritional diet is just pixie sticks. And that's really what Facebook is.
I remember eating pixie sticks as a kid thinking, oh, this is a good candy. I like this candy. But like, it's just sugar. It's just you're eating sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no pretense at all. It's just literally flavored sugar.
And then there's those giant ones. You guys remember those? Like, yes. Get from like the convenience store. Like they're like huge, and it's like, yeah, you're just eating sugar.
It's just, why not just buy a bag of sugar? I remember running out of my pixie stick once as a kid and refilling it with sugar and thinking, this is just as good. But it's because that's what it is.
Well, I mean, Halloween's coming up though, should we get some pixie sticks for your trick-or-treaters and just say you're just gonna just kill yourself? You may as well. It's the same thing.
Here's what you do: get a straw and then take the straw out of paper and refill the paper with sugar, and then just tape it or glue it on either end and hand those out.
Same thing.
Just write pixie stick on it with a pen.
Yes.
It's a great idea. I'm going to do that. I can't believe I just thought of that.
Okay, Joe.
You got it, but you got to make it a boomer. We got to make it a boomer Halloween where it's like, you kids don't deserve this candy because I had to work for it.
Participation trophies.
Yeah. You kids, if you want candy, you gotta go get a job.
You kids go door to door asking for this candy.
Free handouts.
When I was a kid, we didn't do this.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we had to kill our neighbors for our candy.
It does actually seem like the exact thing a boomer would complain about.
There is, like, I'm not going to dredge into politics or anything, but there's just that group of people that's like, Halloween's a socialist holiday because these kids are asking for handouts. And it's like, and then they're like, they'll post on Twitter, I showed my child that you have to work for your candy. Meanwhile, this kid's probably like, man, fuck you, dad. You suck. You know, like, yeah. It's Halloween. It's a little fun little holiday. Like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I just want to mention that Halloween is actually my favorite holiday, more than Christmas, more than my birthday, more than anything. I'm so glad. I'm like, my whole office right now is all spooky right now.
I love
so
Halloween.
Just in that mood.
Ooh, what favorite. Are you going as?
I love it.
Jason Voorhees.
Oh.
I made my own costume last year and it was a big hit. Every year, my neighborhood, it gets better and better every year. I feel like I might be an inspiration because my house is all decked out and like most people didn't, but now they are. And there's this one group of people that their dad has a golf cart and he gets all the neighborhood kids together in this golf cart. I'm not kidding. Like, they're hanging out of the sides. It looks like something from Brazil. Like, you know what I mean? And they drove up to my house and I was Jason last year and they were like, oh my God, his costume's so cool. You know, we gave him the candy. And as they all ran down the driveway to get back in the golf cart, I started to chase them. They're like, oh my God, come on, come on, come on. And I took a good swing with the machete at the golf cart and missed. And they were all driving down the street and it was great. Cause they're all clapping and applauding. But the cherry on that sundae was that I dabbed as Jason and they all freaked out. It was really funny. I have a lot of fun with Halloween.
Joe, aren't you going as like sexy Sarah Huckabee Sanders or something? What was that again?
So I went to a party last Friday and I went as like a sexy Thomas Edison.
Oh,
it was really good. I wore the the Thomas Edison wig, but like other than that, I dressed like a prostitute. And it was a work
That's
party,
great.
Nonetheless, just to see everyone's reactions. It was good.
That sounds fun.
It was good.
I remember I went to eighth grade. I made my own Terminator costume and all the jaws dropped to the floor because I looked the part really well. I lost the costume contest to someone in a dandelion costume. So I wish I was the Terminator that night. But yeah, Halloween's just the greatest.
Yeah.
I'm partial to... What's a better holiday than holiday? I actually can't think of any.
Christmas is nice.
I actually quite hate Christmas at this point in time. I think it's
Do you just dislike joy? Or I don't understand.
I dislike people going into major debt to buy stupid crap for stupid people that don't deserve it.
Well, that's true.
And Christmas has been the core of Christmas, you know, the trees and the family. That's still great. I love it. Like I go to New York every Christmas to visit my parents, but like, the holiday as a whole, I just think is just really, I think it's actually really wrong. Like they're advertising now that you have to go into debt, you know, like for nothing. Like it's not even just for your immediate family anymore. You got to buy something for everybody. And it's always stuff that nobody even wants. Like, and then there's these kids that I want an iPhone. Okay. I busted my ass at the factory for a month. Here's your iPhone. It's the wrong color. You know, like, No, what's Halloween? Here, kids, here's free candy. That's it.
I feel like millennials kind of an excuse right now where it's like they grew up in a post-recession world, though. And it's like it's understood that you don't have to buy like everyone and their brother everything.
I wish that was the case. Like I already have to spend like $1,500 a year to fly to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And then I have to spend like $600 on presents. Like for what? Like I want to see you. And this year I'm putting into place actually with my family that I'm not buying you anything. Don't buy me anything. Let's just visit and have Christmas dinner. The core of Christmas, I still think, has a lot of value, but just like Best Buy and Walmart are like, buy. And then like Thanksgiving's gone. It's just the meal before Black Friday. That's all it is now. Black Friday to me should be outlawed. It's stupid. You can have your cyber deals. I agree. Like sponsored by Amazon, of course. But, you know, you should definitely get rid of like employees having to go 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving just to sell something to some fat soccer mom that doesn't even care what she's buying in the first place.
Yeah,
dude. So you know how there have been actual deaths attributed to Black Friday?
Yeah.
Like I sometimes just think about that and I'm like, wow, there are deaths. Like people have died to get like an Xbox.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. You know, like it's,
oh,
yeah,
it's Canada.
That's my problem though, man. I love though that all these other countries are trying to start Black Friday and then like nobody's going. It's just wonderful, like, to show that we're just so stupid that we do that thing. Black Friday, yeah, I think Black Friday should be completely eliminated. It doesn't have a place anymore, especially in our economy right now. Like, it should just be like you buy a little something, like a Hallmark ornament or something. I've had past experiences with my own family where, like, we'll buy presents for, like, the kids and the family, and, like, they'll unwrap them, move on, unwrap them, move on, like a factory. Like, they don't care what they're getting. If you only got one or two things for Christmas, you'd appreciate it. Where these mountains and mountains of presents for nothing. Like, my mom's probably still paying off Christmases from, like, 10 years ago. So it's ridiculous.
By the way, you mentioned that you were okay with cyber deals, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Joe, where could people go to find such cyber deals?
Well, they have millions and millions of cyber deals every day on Amazon.com.
Guys, if you've been listening to the show for a while and you want to help support the show in a way that doesn't cost you any extra money other than what you were already going to spend, you can go to amazon.t1podcast.com. That's a referral link.
That link, once again, is amazon.t1podcast.com.
Amazon has a crap load of products of all shapes and sizes. You can get stuff not for Christmas. Don't go into debt because of this. But you can get a lot of cool stuff. If you were already going to shop on Amazon, by the way, if you're listening to this. We know. We use NordVPN, dude. We can hack into your browsing history. We know that you bought that Xbox game the other day. You could have gone to amazon.t1podcast.com.
Amazon.t1podcast.com. Make it your bookmark today.
And help support the show.
What's next on the docket? How about we discuss our useless superpowers?
No, let's talk about Steven and his channel.
Okay.
We actually haven't done that much yet.
Oh, that's okay. Oh. I'm here for you. It's, you know, entertaining already.
All right.
Okay, so Steven, who specifically requested we did not call him Baylina. I gotta ask, because it's interesting, but it's not really related to what you do. Why the whole killer whale theme?
Oh, man. You know, that's probably like the second most asked question I ever get. And originally I was just like, I don't know, I like orcas. Cause that's really the truth. I'm terrible at naming things. Yeah. I've always loved killer whales. Very, very much. And I used to have an older channel and a lot of people probably know about it. It was called Sonic Dude 3. Yes. The YouTube poop meme V-man. But, I was like, I don't want to just be branded as just Sonic anymore. Oh, that worked out really well. But I was like, okay, what do I got? What do I got? I'm like, I could see a little orca like hovering over something. And, you know, I'm of Italian descent. I was like, Baylina, that sounds nice. And I had no idea it was going to get as big as it did. So, but eventually I came up with, and this is really hokey and, you know, gotta turn the lights down low for a second. But I came up with the idea that my YouTube channel is in this vast ocean of YouTube, basically. Imagine the ocean is YouTube. There's so much in there. But I'm this one orca by myself swimming. And if you want to join along in the pod and come along with me, then you can. That's basically what I came up with. And yeah, because, you know, I'm very unorthodox with YouTube. I'm basically the anti-YouTuber. Like, I don't say, hey, guys, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, and then blah, 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 and upload everything every day just to get some numbers out there. I just try to make something that's, you know, worth the test of time, and that's what the orca represents, is majesty and all those other big words that I can't think of right now because I'm on the spot, but yeah.
Whimsicalness?
Yeah, like, just something great.
I understand, by the way, that that's a very commonly asked question. We try to get some of the basic stuff out of the way for fans of the show who may not necessarily be familiar with who you are.
Oh, no, I haven't said it like too much anyway. It's like when I go to conventions, I'm asked that all the time. So it's not like it's on record. You guys can ask me literally when's the next Sonic Zombies for all I care, because that's the number one question.
Oh, and we always ask that our guests answer all questions as if your life depended on it.
Okay, well.
So have you ever thought about collaborating with the other famous Sonic channel, Chris Chan?
Which one?
Sonichu?
Oh, I asked him, he said, I don't really care too much for your orcas there, sir. I actually don't even think Chris Chan knows I exist, and if I do, or if he does, he's never said anything to me. I'm kind of glad he doesn't, because he'd be one of the many people that try to tell me how to run my channel, and that kind of peeves me off, but... Mm-hmm. No, I've never considered doing it. I mean, if he asked to do something with me, maybe it'd be a good signal boost, but I know a guy I like named Spazkid in 3D. He should ask him to collab with Chris Chan, because he would probably love the chance for that. No, I know all about Chris Chan. He's He's a special boy. Oh, I'm sorry, a special lady.
To the audience, if you don't know who Chris Chan is, and you Lucky can you. Stomach a lot of cringe, go ahead and Google that name.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be in for a landslide. Yeah. There's documentaries and everything. Ugh. I normally don't care about like stuff like that. Like, oh, you know, like let somebody do what they do. But she physically assaulted people. And I'm like, mm-hmm. yay.
What would you do if Chris Chan made a series of videos demanding that you change your Sonic characters to Sonichu and unrelentless files lawsuits, just completely harasses you over this issue? What would be your response?
My response would be I would actually laugh a lot about it. I take that kind of stuff at face value, like, oh, come on. Like, so scenario, Chris Chan's like, oh, I have to demand that Mr. Steven, he should put Sonichu in his face. I just say, no. That'd be it.
Yeah. What can you do?
I mean, I have people that ask me to do certain things. I have people that want me to do foot fetishes and loincloths and speech parties. And it's like, okay, I mean, go to Pornhub. I'm not your place, man.
By the way, I know this is kind of random, but in your Chris Chan impression, I'm getting a hint of Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, Foghorn Leghorn, Chris Chan. Oh, say boy. It's more like from Oni plays, like the way they make fun of Chris Chan.
Yeah.
The one that gets me every time is that, like, imagine Chris Chan and Harry Potter, like, the third floor is out of bounds. They're just, I'm going to do it anyway.
You know? Oni plays, if you're listening to this, you're welcome to comment on the show. Just saying.
Yeah, I would listen. I love you guys. Ding dong, Julian. I miss you.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, should we ask, like, the mother of all questions?
Yeah.
What did I say about my mother? What? Well, you know what? That's it. It's over. That's it. Turn on the fan.
All right. Thanks for coming to the first podcast.
Thanks for joining us.
No, but okay. What's the mother of all questions? I'm curious.
Okay.
Did you say you're actually furious or you're curious?
I'm curious. I'm curious.
Like, he can be both. All right. All right. Okay. So are you, since this is the first podcast, are you the first to have done something?
That I could talk about. I guess as far as related to the channel, I'm the first person that's ever done a narrative Sonic video in Gary's mod, I guess.
Oh,
I really am. Like, there's a bunch of big Sonic channels that do what I do now, but I started in 2008 and there was nothing like that at all.
Interesting.
Yeah, there was, like, I remember even back then looking up what Sonic videos there were with Gary's mod, and it was, like, just killing him, because that was back when, I know Sonic's still a laughing stock, but that was back then when people, like, just outright hated him, and mm-hmm. there was, like, blowing him up, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, I'm gonna try a narrative thing, and it really, obviously, it blew up. Anything else, though? Am I the first? I mean, I can't think of anything. I want to make some kind of stupid quip about Splash Mountain, because I'm such a loser, but I can't do that. I want to say, like, I'm the first person to go on Splash. Oh, I did.
Oh, God.
Right. By the way, this might be kind of a stupid question.
Well, then don't ask it, Joe.
Well, I'm curious, and I feel like there's other people who have the same question. I don't know. Maybe mm-hmm. this is dumb. Oh, but so when you're doing the Sonic animations, are you, I'm assuming you designed the Sonic character, or you borrowed it from something, or it's...
Well, so... My channel, I have two main style of videos. One was called Sonic Zombies. That's long over, but it was where... So, Sonic games, right? Like, Sonic Generations, for example. It was a big 3D game. I have a friend named Apokheji who will take the model from the game, like the actual physical character of Sonic, and put him in my engine, and then I can manipulate him.
Okay.
So, for Gary's mod, it was... like Gary's mod's like a sandbox kind of game, so I could spawn in that Sonic and throw him around like a ragdoll. But for my main stuff, I take him and actually animate him frame by frame, like traditional Pixar DreamWorks animation. Okay. But obviously not to that scale, because I lack that kind of resource. But yeah, it's actually the official model. But then I will make my own changes to it. Like, I like a different shade of blue, or I want to change something a little bit here and there. But they're mostly official models from the games themselves. And Sega has no problem with it, thankfully.
Yeah, I was going to say that's nice that they haven't interfered.
Yeah. They're one of the only companies that are like, yeah, please make things. We would like that.
Do people ever recognize you when you're out at Disneyland? Or
I have a couple times at Disneyland in public. Yeah, a few times. Actually, the first time I ever got recognized, I had like, I, it was like when I was, my channel was starting to really start to get going, and I had made t-shirts because I was going to be doing a convention, and I bought one of the, Balina Productions t-shirt, teespring.com/Balina Productions store. No, but, anyway,
we're going to dub that over with Patreon.
Yeah. Amazon. Yeah. I wish, hey, Amazon.com. I wish they would sell my stuff, but anyway,
feel free to plug your stuff as you go, by the way. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm not much of a plugger. I was just, that was mainly a quip, but, yeah, okay. So I bought the shirt. I went to Chipotle with the shirt on because I was like, I want to see how this feels like. And this girl goes, oh, I love those videos. I was like, oh, I appreciate that. She goes, wait, you're him? And I go, yeah. She started freaking out. Oh, my God, I love you. My boyfriend, I watch stuff. She gave me a free burrito that night.
What?
And I was like, yes. But I actually have kind of I've Disneyland a dozen or so times. It's usually like I was whale watching one time and someone recognized me. How appropriate is that?
Well, that's it. And, yeah, that's with the context.
Yeah, I have kind of a negative one though. I'm sure that's going to be spicy for the podcast. I had somebody borderline stalk me at Disneyland. I was getting off of a ride. I'm not going to say what, just in case they're listening. And they kind of, I was with my friends, and they kind of bumped, like they bumped into me, and they're like, oh, Steve, it's very nice to meet you. Like, you know, and I just want to say for the record as straight, I love when fans want to meet me. I have no problem. Like, I am not like one of those people. Don't talk to me. Shake your hand, you know, give you a hug if need be. But this person kind of invited themselves along.
Oh, and that's, how old were they? They're like your same age?
They must have been 18, 19. They were old enough. They were there by themselves. It wasn't like a kid. I understand a kid, but no, this person was like, they were old enough. And they followed me throughout the park. They kept asking me questions. Sonic Zombie this, what about that? I'm just like, yeah, you know. And then what the story got really interesting, because we had a fast pass for Indiana Jones. So if you guys don't know what a fast pass is at Disneyland, you could basically go up to any attraction and you request a fast pass, and it'll be like, okay, come back at this time. You don't have to wait in line, and you have to have one to get through. And I whispered to the group, I'm like, guys, we got the Indiana Jones fast passes. We'll lose them. So I'm like, well, sorry, man. You know, we got to go. Thanks for meeting you. You know, and like, you know, we got to get on the ride now. We went through the fast pass line. I'm like, oh, we lost him. I turned around and there he was. He somehow got through the fast pass line. And we're like, ugh.
He probably said, I lost my fast pass, and everyone else has it.
Or he was like, Steven is my dad.
Yeah. Thank God that my dad. Yeah. You know what? I haven't been called daddy recently, and I don't know if I like it or not, but it's kind of kinky.
Okay.
But,
daddy.
So then after Indiana Jones, I had to go, okay, listen, I'm like, I'm sorry to do this, but you know, you're not really part of my group. Da, 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 da. And they just didn't get it. They kept following me and following me.
He kept following you?
Yeah. He was like, okay, well, you know, that's fine. And I'm like, all right, thank you. So we kept walking and he kept following. And I'm just like, and then what happened was that we managed to dip out. I know if you're a Disneyland regular, as you know, some of you are, Adventureland is always really busy. So we managed to dip out and like lose them. And then it just so happens that a friend of mine who we were actually going to meet up with was there, and we were like, come on. And we grabbed him. We just ran through the land as fast as we could. So yeah, if you guys ever meet your favorite internet stars in real life, do not tag along with them. It reminds me of also, I table at a convention called Sonic Revolution every year. And sometimes these people want to like go with you places. Like, I remember, like, we were closing up shop. Like, nobody was really supposed to be in there except for the guests. And I was talking about, yeah, we're gonna go to this pizza place. And this one of these, you know, fans were just like, oh, I'll go with you guys. And I'm just like, no, you know, like, I'm going to my house afterwards, and that's a big no. So it's like a love hate kind of thing. I do love being recognized. Like, and I just want to say, like, 90% of the people are like very polite, very kind. They're like, yeah, thank you for meeting me. And you know, that's fine, but like, don't follow people. Like, you're just because you talk to people online does not make them your friend. And it's just, it's a dangerous thing. You know, you never know when one of these people could be crazy, and especially in this country, they have a gun. They're just going to shoot you because, like, you know, they're crazy that day. So you got to be careful, but it is really worth it, because I do love meeting fans. Brings the spark of creativity that I need, because YouTube just keeps punching me in the face. So.
Speaking of, by the way, like, being a friend to someone who you, like, watch online and message occasionally and talk to maybe in the comments, that's kind of always been, like, something that I find was really awkward, which is that it's like there's, like, a mistake in human psychology where it's really easy to think that the content creators, the musicians, the YouTubers that you follow are your friends, because you spend so much time with like a one-way interaction with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've made a lot of cool actual friends from the show, from like people who listen to us and stuff. And
hey, I feel that my current group of like, some of my best friends of all time, I met a couple years ago through my channel, and they're like brothers now. Like, I mean, they come and stay with me for a month every year, you know, just because they're from all over the country. So
that's cool.
I've kind of found like, I know that like our level of success is much, much smaller than yours, but I've kind of found that I relate a little bit better to people who kind of do this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like talking to other content creators and stuff. Like, I get along really well with most YouTubers, for example.
Well, I mean,
we interview them.
You say that like you have less success than me. Well, to me, it's not really measurable, because if you're having any success at all, it's wonderful. Like, just that you guys have all these people in this chat right now just to hear you guys talk, that's something worthwhile. Like, for me, I people think I have some kind of ego, and they mistake that with that I'm opinionated, and because I'm someone who's like, everybody is absolutely entitled to their own opinion, and including myself, and I'll say something and people are like, oh, he's so egotistical as he thinks that. I don't even really feel like I have an audience at all. Like, I have like, I'm, when I make a video, I'm like, oh, 10 people are gonna watch it, right? So it's like, dude, your success isn't really measured by the numbers. It's success. It's really should be measured by how much fun you're having doing it. Really.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it anyway. I mean, I know that's like ignorant to say, but it's the truth.
No, I absolutely. And going back to what you were saying a second ago, I don't know if you guys feel the same way. Let me know how you feel about this. When somebody,
oh boy,
it's nothing weird. When you meet somebody and they're too excited to meet you, does it kind of turn you away from the interaction? Like, oh, they're too excited.
Or, not for me. I've had people crying in my arms because they met me.
I prefer for people to be like low key. I don't know. It makes me feel awkward if they're like starstruck.
I usually don't really care either way. Like, I'm just happy that somebody even cares that I exist, really. For me, I had a kid. There's this kid that he was too shy to speak to anyone, right? This is a true story. He was too shy to speak to anyone. And one year, him and his grandparents drove him two states away from California to come see me at a convention. And apparently he started talking to people because he bought an orca puppet and he was talking through that puppet, and he bought that puppet because of me. And when I met this kid, I was blown away that like I changed someone's life like that. So they could be crying fangirl or bored guy. I don't care. Like, either way, I actually preferred though to meet people that are like more excited to see me, because like sometimes, I don't know if you guys get this, but like you'll meet somebody like who would you consider like, I don't know, like a mutual or someone at your level, and all they talk about is themselves, yeah, like in their success. And it's like there's definitely, you should be allowed to talk about your successes, but like what they kind of look at it like you're just another Joe Schmo, when it's like, I'm just excited to meet anybody that's like even knows who I am. So it's like you'll be like, oh, it's nice to meet you. Yeah, you know, like I was doing this, and she's like, okay, all right, gotcha. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know. So that's just me. Especially when people who come up, like, there was somebody I met at a convention one time that they came up to my table. I never leave my table unless it's bathroom break or lunch. And they were upset I didn't know who they were, and they only had like 1,000 subscribers, which, that's, you know, that's a good accomplishment, but they were like kind of genuinely mad I didn't know who they were. He's like, how do you not know who I am? Like, he had that kind of voice, like, I do these game reviews. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. And he stormed off.
Did you give like an excuse, like, I don't watch a lot of game reviews?
I always say that, like, you know what, that is actually something a lot of people don't like don't realize. I don't watch much YouTube. The only YouTubers I like fanboy about are Red Letter Media. That's it. Like, I don't like, I don't have any idols. Like, that's another big question I get is like, who's your inspiration? I'm like, my mom. Like, that's it. Like, they're like, what, you not this person, not that? I'm like, I don't know. I don't idolize other human beings. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, also there's something to be said about the idea of, I'm talking mostly about people who are in the internet celebrity sphere, where they're kind of used to the idea that they have lots of like fan interactions and stuff. And what ends up happening because of this is they don't realize that internet fame is very different from non-internet fame. Mm-hmm. And like, most people would not know even beyond like the top three YouTubers. Like,
yeah,
even if you have like several million subscribers, like, your average mom's going to be like, who the hell is Jake Paul? Like, that's not
my mom introduces me as the voice of Sonic to people, and I'm like, Mom, there is a guy who is actually the voice of Sonic. You can't do that. And she's like, oh, they know what I mean. I'm like, no, they don't.
That's funny.
That's really cute, though.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I got recognized in public. I was with my friend in LA, and we went to a McDonald's, and the girl behind the counter is like...
A McDonald's?
Yeah, you know, we went to a McDonald's.
Like a singular McDonald's?
No, Lars, we went... Let me tell my story, Lars. Shut the fuck up. Sorry, Steven.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Lars and I do this gag where we're mad at each other. Only this time it's not a gag.
Yeah, it's a gag.
All right, gotcha. So...
Yeah, we'll have a talk later, Joe.
So we're at McDonald's, and this girl's like... Did you go to so-and-so high school? And I'm like, no. And she's like, do you have a brother who went there? And I was like, no, none of my brothers went to that high school. She's like, I know you from somewhere. And I'm like, all right. And she's like, I know your voice. And then the girl that I was with was like, oh, he does a podcast. And I'm like, oh, she doesn't know me from my podcast. But are you on TikTok? And then she's like, yes. And then she like immediately realized that I was this guy who made these videos on TikTok. That had just gone viral. I made a video that had just gone viral. And she was like, oh, I know you from that video. And then she gave me a free McFlurry.
Huh, nice.
So I think the key takeaway from this episode is that if you get famous on the internet, you get free food.
Yeah, basically. Uh-huh. I was actually recognized just for my voice alone at Comic-Con the one year they were promoting Sonic Mania before it came out. Mm. Someone just goes, excuse me, I'm sorry, I feel like I know your voice. And I went and I was like, do you ever watch YouTube? Yeah. Sonic Zombies. Yeah. And I went, Hooba Dooba. And he was like, oh my God. And he reached over like three people. I got to shake your hand. I'm like, we got to be quiet. We're in a presentation right now. That was great.
Oh, by the way, somebody in the chat is asking, since you have a lot of good opinions, I'd like to hear your thoughts on the new Sonic movie.
Joe, yeah. This is kind of going to be a whole topic. Mm. And we can get to that in a second.
Mm. Okay.
But I think we should awkwardly transition to our final sponsor.
Oh, yeah. And you know, Lars, I don't have a lot of time since we do this podcast.
Yeah.
And I work full time.
Same here.
And I really like books. But audiobooks are really, really easy for me to just listen in the car on the way home while I'm editing, something like that. And you know who has the best audiobooks?
I do. Audible.com is a website that has the Amazon audiobook library within it. And today they have a proposition for you guys. They want to give you a free book.
A free book for just signing up for the trial. And even if it does not work out for you, you get to keep the audiobook.
Yeah, guys, we're being serious. It's not like a quote unquote free book where you have to sign up for something and stay signed up for like 3 months and you have to pay a bunch of money. No, it's literally free. If you want to, you could actually technically go on there, get the book and cancel. But I recommend you actually check them out when you do, because you get a free 30-day subscription to audible.com.
We're here to sell you on the trial. Even if you don't go with the service, we want you to get the trial.
But if you like the service,
yeah,
they actually have really reasonable rates.
You can also technically download the audiobooks and then quote unquote return it when you're done and then get a new one because any reason whatsoever. That's one of their biggest features.
Oh, yeah. They want you to get the books that you enjoy. And if you don't like a book for any reason, bring it back. Get a free new one at any time.
I'm not saying to do that, but it's one of their most advertised features. Lars,
yeah,
just read an audiobook.
What book was that?
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Oh, I've heard about that one. By Carnegie Hall, yeah.
By Dale Carnegie.
That's the guy.
It changed my life. You know how many friends I won already? 6.
That's pretty good.
And you know how many people I've influenced?
I'm realizing how lame this bit is now that we've done it a couple times.
8.
But yeah. How to Win Friends and Influence People is our book recommendation of the month if you sign up for Audible. Steven, what's the URL for that?
The URL for what? Audible?
audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
That's absolutely correct. I'm amazed you're able to get that on the first try without us prompting you at all.
We're going
to
edit out the part where I told it to you.
Yeah. audibletrial.com/T1podcast. Have a free book on us. Seriously, have a free book.
Go read Jurassic Park.
Have a free book.
Yeah, you can read Jurassic Park. You can win How to Win Friends and Influence People. You can read
literally anything you want. All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
I
think it's about the time to give a live question on air if anyone in the audience is interested.
Oh, yeah. Does anyone who's interested type in Sonic?
Well, one of our server members named Nick actually has specific questions about Source Filmmaker.
Okay.
Nick, you're unmuted.
Hi. My mic is fine, right?
Yeah, you sound good. Yeah.
All right, cool. So
introduce yourself. You come on the show, right, you don't introduce yourself.
All right. All right, I will. Hi, I am Nicky Cheese Priest, the priest of all cheese here. Anyways, I do got a question about the Source Filmmaker, though.
All right, Paizan.
So I can't figure out how to move the models.
In podcast terms, without literally showing, you go into your motion editor, take the root transformation, and move it around.
And it worked.
All right.
All right. Sure. Anything else we can help you troubleshoot, Nick, while we have you on? While have you got Steven on?
Now's your chance, man.
Anything else?
Yeah. Nothing really, but yeah. Thank you, though.
All right. Thanks, Nick, for coming on.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for practically creating my childhood.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. I'm going to just take over now if you guys don't mind.
Sonic Origins.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome, man.
Yeah. Sonic Movie Origins.
Well, sure. Now get him off this podcast.
All right, he's muted.
All right, he's muted.
Okay.
That was really funny. He just had a simple troubleshoot, like a technical question.
Yeah, it was like if your grandma called you, how do you plug in the television?
That's like, okay. You got Barack Obama on the phone. Anything you want to ask Barack Obama? Yeah. You ever use Access? I'm trying to create a new database.
Have you ever tried to turn the switch on at all?
Have you ever turned the switch on? Oh, yeah. Thanks, Obama. Right.
Just unplug the router.
Anything else you want to ask me?
Brokeback Austin, you're good.
Why, hello there, everybody. I want to ask Malin a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you please say vaccines are bad, say no to vaccines, and yes to chili dogs and some...
You don't actually have to do this.
We muted him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Austin, for coming on with your question. Anybody else?
That's a new one.
Does anyone want him to say something that's non-incriminating?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd appreciate it if I didn't have to be canceled tomorrow.
Kale, you are unmuted, but you have yourself muted.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Kale.
Hi, Kale.
Is my mic okay?
Yeah. Sounds good, Kale.
All right. I got kind of a stupidish question.
Oh.
Well, questions are not stupid, my son.
Do you have a better question?
Of the series Kingdom Hearts.
I played 1 and 2 way back in the day on a friend's PlayStation. I like Disney, but I think they're fine. Like, from what I played, they were fun. I'm not, like, too deep into the series, though. I couldn't tell you. I didn't bother with the third one because I just really haven't had any time for that kind of stuff.
All right.
Okay. All right, Christina, you're unmuted.
Hi, Christina.
Christina.
Dead air.
I'm on push to talk. That's why. Hi.
Oh. Hi, Christina.
Hey, so, my question, I've noticed how big of a passion you have for the Halloween season. One thing is, with Halloween, like, it can scare a lot of people because of all these, like, scary images and stuff and all the jump scares and the costumes and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it that you love so much about Halloween? Is it like the freedom to express yourself, or what is it?
It's really everything about Halloween. I love the harvest season, the cooler weather, the changing leaves. I love that there's always horror movies on TV. I personally kind of have a no scare policy for my decorations because I was the wimpy kid when I was a little guy and I didn't like being scared to get candy. But if you could brave it up to the porch, you get free candy. I like that it's about sharing experiences with strangers. I mean, if you ever gone trick-or-treating when you were a kid by yourself, you had to go off in the world for the first time by yourself and meet your neighbors and have an adventure. And it's just, the whole season is just right. Like, it's not too cold. It's not too hot. I love, like, the fall foods like pumpkin pie and apple pie and just everything. Like, there's nothing I don't like about Halloween in its season. I mean, for me, horror movies are my favorite just because they're just so dumb and over the top and just wonderful. Like, just smelling the Glade candle at Target just makes me go crazy.
Ah, yes.
Okay, we have time for one more. Someone come on with like a really good question.
Blake
like
the Runner really is one. Claiming to have a really good question.
You're being so, judged, Blake.
Blake, you're unmuted.
Oh, hey. My name is Blake the Runner. So, Belina, I had like...
You called him Belina?
Yeah.
His name is Steven.
You know what? That's it. Where's my lawyer?
All right. Muted. That's enough of that.
No.
No. Let's have him... Let's.
Okay, Mr. Blake, what is your question, sir?
All right. Sorry about that. Steven, so you're a very opinionated type of guy, and I have to say I agree with your opinions on certain stuff. Huh. But I want to ask you, because I may have to agree and disagree.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the Sonic movie? Because I actually have to agree and disagree on some stuff.
Oh.
It looks like a movie that I won't see. That's about as far as I'll go. Sonic looks like poo and just...
No. I like Sonic, and I'm going to call it a hard pass on that one as well.
It's just for me, like, you shouldn't accept okay. You should always be striving for the best, and if they can't see that some family Alvin and the Chipmunks buddy comedy is garbage, like the studio, not the viewers, then I don't know. I mean, for me, it's just like, I'm just not going to see it. I'm not outraged by it. I'm not going to, like, throw a fit. I'm not going to, his arms are blue, Chris Chan. I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to see that. Next, you know, vote with your wallet.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I kind of like Jim Carrey.
Oh, I love Jim Carrey. I'm
a portrayal.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Jim Carrey. Like, I was a 90s kid, and like Jim Carrey was one of my favorites. I think he's probably the perfect choice for Eggman, if not him, John Rhys-Davies. But that would be when the Sonic movie comes out on, like, I don't know, like Netflix or something. If it's free, I'll give it a watch, you know. But I'm not going to run to the theater and see it, especially because Sonic looks like a little goblin. So,
speaking of which, by the way, if you're not a 90s kid, you can't listen to the podcast anymore. So just putting that out there.
Yeah.
This is a 90s kid episode.
Only 90s kids did things that people still do.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that when the trailer first came out, I was talking about the appearance of Sonic, and I was like, you know, he literally looks like my friend Eric. And then Lars is like, that's such a good... like way to describe it. He looks like he could be your friend Eric.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for the first week before when that trailer came out, Joe was like pretending on the server that he just like loved the trailer. It was really annoying. He was like, this is going to be the best movie ever, and he was telling all of our guests on the episodes like how much he loved it. It was
I wish that was a joke for a lot of people that I know, but unfortunately, one of the worst parts of the Sonic fandom is there's a collective group that will literally eat shit if as long as Sonic's face is on it. And I don't mean to be so bold, but it's honestly the truth.
Well, I think there's a difference between really enjoying a series to the point where you're going to play or watch everything that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And being a stan.
No, yeah, like, I'm not, like, listen, there's enjoyment to be found in even the worst of Sonic for me. Like, I don't think Sonic 06 is the worst. It's like, it's a bad game, but I find enjoyment.
The episode's over.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, no, it's a bad game. It's flawed. It's awful, but there's fun. Like, it's like a fun in the room kind of sense. Like, it's so stupid, but you can't look away from the car accident. But there are just people that, like, no matter what Sega does or whatever they do, they will love it and praise it, even if it's flawed. It's like, there's nothing wrong with just saying, yeah, this doesn't look okay. Like, I had death threats sent to me over Sonic Forces, and that ended up being a piece of crap.
What?
Let me tell you the history of Sonic Forces with me, okay? Really quick. We were running out of time here, but... the game, I was at the party that they announced it. I'm like, okay, this could be all right. Then they showed gameplay. I'm like, this doesn't look good. People are like, you can't judge it. It's not out yet. I went to Comic-Con and played the damn thing. You can't judge it. You only played a beta. It's coming out in like a week and it still looks bad. You can't judge it. It's not out yet. It comes out. Well, you didn't give it a fair chance. It's like, oh my God, I didn't buy it. I was gifted it for, I had to play it for charity and it was awful. But before all that, people were sending me death threats on Curious Cat. So I had to close it. I'm going to kill you unless you say Sonic Forces is good. Same thing happened with Sonic Boom. They were like, that's why I had to close it on my Tumblr. They're like, I was getting death threats and angry people every day. I'm like, I'm just saying something I feel. I didn't say you're stupid because you don't like something. I'm saying me, my wallet, my choice. It's just, oof, chill.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably piss a few people off by saying this, but I think probably Sonic fans, the Sonic fandom, or the standum, I'll say, is probably one of the worst in the world.
Yeah, it's got really bad sides to it. Yeah, but when the community comes together, though, we're powerful. There's a lot to like in the Sonic fan base, but there's also a lot to hate. Like again, there's a lot of hateful, bitter people that just get angry because you think something differently. A lot of Sonic fans, I like to say, are threatened by change.
Mm-hmm. We fear change.
Just instead of just acknowledging that not everything is for you, you'll be a lot happier. Like me, Sonic Forces wasn't for me. Sonic Boom wasn't for me. And I don't sit there and cry and scream and kick. I just go, okay, I'm not going to buy this. Sonic Mania, I bought that 5 times. So it's like, it's just goes to show you, just like, you don't have to get angry about it. Just know that Sonic is a product to be consumed. He's not your friend. He's just like, he's not your friend that you meet up with at Disneyland in Stockholm for 5 hours.
Sonic Mania was just,
oh, it was beautiful. Oh,
what a great game.
Sonic is going to have a bright future ahead of him if they continue down that path.
Yeah. I mean, if they make like a Mania 2 or they just kind of get back to that, I don't understand why they don't just, that's clearly where the series is good. It's the 2D games. Like clearly that's like,
it's because the Mania team had a lot of heart and love for the character. It was like, they weren't like, you know, the main Sonic team is just people who are just tired of making Sonic games. Just like Christian Whitehead and his team take over. Then they love the character and they know how he works clearly.
They could totally hand that over and we'd all be fine. Like, it'd be great if we just got like good games.
They could make a Sega Saturn style 3D classic Sonic game. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's merits to Adventure 2 and stuff. Like, there's potential there as well.
I like Sonic Adventure, the first one, still. I think it's fun. I like physics-based platforming. I don't like just holding down a boost button and running into a wall and dying. It's just...
I have a lot of fun memories of playing Adventure 2 Battle as a kid. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
Chao Gardens were amazing in that game. I remember I had a lot of friends that were making fun of me for having a GameCube, but then they all went and bought one after they played the Chao Garden.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm. I love that game, just for the Chao Garden.
Yeah, it's good.
I remember the first time I got one of them to go into like the teenager phase or the adult phase or whatever, to like evolve.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't really understand it. I guess it takes like 2,000 hours or some fucking ridiculous bullshit.
Well, if you want to completely max out their stats, yeah, you can get an adult Chao in like an hour or two if you played it like right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I used to try to aim to, because you can make them look like Sonic if you tried hard enough. And like that takes just like a couple days of just mindless grinding, but
I don't really understand the Chao Garden.
I haven't played it in like 15 years, so I wouldn't really like. I played Sonic Adventure 2 since then, but not the Chao Garden.
Joe, just go to gamefacts.com. You can probably look it up.
Well, I tried to look it up. This was back in the day and it was unsuccessful, but that was also 15 years ago.
Because you were like 8. Okay.
It wasn't 8 15 years ago.
Yeah, these youngins don't know what it was like when you couldn't just look at your phone. I remember having to beat Super Metroid by myself.
Yeah, you had to go to the family computer in the dining room and then go back to your room.
And go on AOL. You've got mail.
Yeah. Is somebody on the phone?
Oh, man.
Who's on the phone?
My
we're
sister
really dating
had to get
herself
her,
right now.
Her, my sister had to get her own phone line so that we could use the computer.
In my house, we had 2 phone lines as well.
I get you, all the youngins. Oh, why'd you just connect to the Wi-Fi? Sonny Jim, Wi-Fi? What is that, some kind of pasta dish?
Can you guys in the chat sound off if you don't know what we mean by second phone line? And we'll explain.
They're going to pretend they know. Yeah, I remember what that's like. I'm only 13, but...
I was really lucky because like my dad has always been a fairly early adopter of technology.
Oh, lucky.
So like we got cable early and we got Wi-Fi really early.
I remember getting Adelphia PowerLink. It was the first fiber optic cable in my area. And it was like, what? I don't have to be on the phone line. It's loading like that.
Yeah, I remember
this
that.
This is a sorcery.
We had a computer that was too slow to really do high speed.
That makes sense. Too slow to do something fast. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was horror, man, back then. Like it was like these days you just lay in your bed on your phone and do what we dreamed of doing, you know, but My point was that, like, I remember having to beat games back in the day because I didn't have the internet. I didn't get a computer until I was like 10. So I like,
and now today, like, I get upset if a website doesn't load in like a second.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Isn't that not messed up that we were in the generation of and then we're just like, mm-hmm. What? It took 3 seconds. You know,
is
like,
the internet down? It's not. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, internet outages back then were like days. You're like, well, okay, good night.
Yeah, your computer wasn't working. Like, I guess I'm not using the computer today. The next day, yeah. Still not up. That's weird. I guess I'll check back outside. I remember being on the phone with the internet guys for like hours. They're like, did you try turning the computer? Is the monitor on? Yes, the monitor's on. Not the computer, the monitor. Yes, I know. I know the difference.
Let me tell you, man, I had a Dell back then, and I had to take care of the family computer because I was the tech savvy one. And I used to get so short with these people on the phone. Like, okay, so did you try turning the computer on? I'm like, listen, I turned the computer off. I turned the monitor off. I unplugged it. I reset the circuit breaker. Send me help. Okay. You know, like, it was just.
I really wish there was like a shorthand that you could use on the customer service line to be like, I've already tried all the obvious stuff. You don't have to ask me that. It's okay.
I wish somebody would pick up the phone. I hate going through menus. I really do. I get really, really, really short with those menus. Like, okay, like to do this, did it. And then like you go through.
Mind your menu options have changed.
Would you like to use voice activation? No. You wanted voice activation. It's like, oh my God, like stop. Yeah. And then like you're hoping to God. You're hoping to God you'll get like some happy Texan lady over like just some bored text bar. If you hear like, hello, this is John Smith. How can I help you? You're like, okay. Just hang up the phone, try again. And then if you just, hi, my name's Betsy. How can I help you? You're like, oh, you're going to care. Yes.
Exactly. And it's not like a race thing. It's just
it's so hard to understand them. It's a matter of fact that like they're just outsourcing their call centers to like the middle of nowhere because they work for a penny a day. Where if you get like somebody like from Texas or something, like, okay, I'm about to actually get some real help here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, let me get my manager to see what's going on. Oh, that's weird. That should be doing it.
Yeah, you know what, I feel so bad for you. I'm gonna send you 3 phones. I'm gonna send 2 TVs, you know. Oh, you know what, really quickly, funny story about that. One time we had to call AT&T because our phone, this was a long time ago, we had to call AT&T because our phones weren't working, and my mom was desperate on the phone, and she was, because like apparently my stepdad's phone was not working and he needed it for work, and he was out, and my mom was like, you understand, he's gonna be so upset if his phone doesn't work. The guy took that as he beats her, and he's like, you know what, I understand, my father was abusive, I'm gonna send you guys 2 free phones for your trouble. And my mom's like, wait, what? And I'm like, you keep going.
All right. By the way, I really, really hate to do this because I feel like we could probably talk all day, but we should probably wrap things up because you said you have an animation to get back to.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got to get right back to work. I've been animating for the past 3 months. I wanted to take time for you guys because you've been asking me for a while. So,
well, we can wrap this up in about like probably 5 minutes.
That's fine. You know, whatever, you know.
What's your opinion on boars?
Chris Boars? Like, what?
No,
like,
the animal.
Oh, they're beautiful. You know, they wow is now. They like seedless pancakes, you know.
Oh, Retro Nemo's gonna like that.
The guy that we interviewed earlier today, Jobby the Hung, is from Thailand.
Editor's note. That episode will actually be released after this one because of some promotional timing.
Huh. And his answer to that question is that he finds them tasty.
Oh, well,
he
I don't
said
really
they taste like
pork.
A porky beef.
Oh, wow.
Or a beefy pork or something.
Yeah, we asked this question to everyone.
Well, I mean, I could do a boar impression, if I guess if that has to do with the...
Oh, yeah.
I guess, man, if you want to.
It's pretty good.
Animal sounds are my...
Oh, go ahead and begin the impression. Oh. Go ahead. Oh, I thought you were clearing your throat before that.
No,
sorry.
That's how they go like...
The impression.
They sound nasty.
Oh, this is going to be fun for people to listen to.
Yeah. Well, any of my fans by this point in this Discord know that I do animal sounds. I do all the animal sounds for my videos and stuff, so they're no stranger to it.
What's the most annoying animal sound you can do?
Annoying? Probably a high-pitched pig. Like, you know, like when they're getting slaughtered.
Ooh.
Thank you. All right.
You guys can use that.
What would be your useless superpower?
Oh, Joe, we don't have time for that. All right. Do have a question from earlier in the chat that was really rare to be asked. We usually do ask about useless superpowers. I wish we had time.
We'll edit something together in post.
Sure. Yeah, can you say each letter of the alphabet individually and we'll layer them together? That should
work. Yeah, it'll sound really great. Like, I just don't know, you know.
We should actually do some, like, do some gag there.
That's all right, funny. So there's a question that's been asked, like, a ton of times. Mm-hmm. This guy named Blake wanted to ask whether the Sonic movie studio should have stuck to the ugly design or given in to the outrage and redesigned it.
Who's answering first? Is this just for me? Oh
yeah. Well, I mean, I have an opinion on it, but go ahead.
I do too.
For me, it's like, what audacity to think that design was even acceptable.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, I think that's really awesome that they changed it. If it's true, if that current leaked design is true, for me, it's kind of like you had the chance to literally just make him look exactly like Sonic, and I would have went and saw it. But you're still deciding on the blue arms and the squished up face, and you know, I don't mean that. Yeah. You know, I just, for me, it's like, it didn't matter if they changed it or not, because like he can look literally like Sonic, but like it doesn't look very fun. It looks like it's gonna be a kind of a cringy buddy comedy that like the jokes are gonna. He's probably gonna like. It's rumored that he flosses in the, and it's like, okay, hey, you know.
Well, good dental hygiene is fine.
No, he's talking about the dance move.
Yeah, the dance move, like the Fortnite dance thing. And I'm like, okay, way to date your movie. If it's true, who knows? If in the next trailer he flosses, by the way, you all owe me like $50. So, but that's anyway, funny. I mean, like, it's good for them that like a studio actually cared enough to change it. But it's just like, why the hell did you think that first design was okay, like at all? What kind of brain dead corporate think tank? But what sucks is that people defend it too. You know, like they're like, oh, he's fine. It's like, no, he's not.
Well. I'm a consequentialist, and at the end of the day, I would prefer that they do the better design, because then it's like, if the movie sucks, it can be like, oh, well, at least that was a good visual experience at that point.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. Like, I mean, like there's people like, oh, they shouldn't have changed it. I wanted to see the train wreck. And it's like, no, you didn't. Like, people need to stop going ironically to the movies. You are why we have bad movies. My idol, Jay Sherman from The Critic, once said, if the movie stinks, just don't go.
Yeah, can we kill irony in 2019 just entirely?
Please. I'm so tired of it. Oh, this movie looks awful. I'm going to go see it. Then they go see it. Then they keep making sequels. Hollywood listens to your money, not your mind. Don't see things you don't like. I have a ton of people. The new Star Wars looks like crap. I'm going to buy my tickets. What are you doing? You're just giving them the money to make mediocre movies. It's just...
Are you saying they should pirate it instead?
Yo-ho.
That's all he's going to say.
For me, I don't agree with piracy. Like, in my opinion, if you're going to pirate something, you better pay for it if you liked it. That's like my bottom line. That's up to you. I just don't see things. Like, I didn't even bother with The Last Jedi until it was on Netflix for free. And even then I was on my phone half the time because it sucked so bad. Like, it's about your choice with your wallet. It's like, they don't care that you hate it, but you saw it. You saw it. You gave them your money. They're done. They win. They don't care if you liked it or not. I like what's going back to Sonic Forces. This looks awful. I can't believe how crappy this looks. I'll take one, please. They don't care. They got your money done.
Your choice. Your wallet.
It's my wallet, my choice.
I think I'm really chaotic of an individual where I would see something, I would see the Sonic movie more likely if it was the old bad design to laugh, because I would just be laughing. I'd be like,
that's your choice
idiot?
To see it though. Like, you don't hate it. You're just like, oh, this will be great, right?
Well, I would think I would enjoy it more if it looks bad because I could laugh at it.
No, I understand that, but my thing is when people just flat hate it, like it's unironic, like I hate this, I'm going to see it anyway. If you're like, oh my God, like I have a colleague, I should say, they're like another big Sonic YouTuber, that they're like, oh yeah, me and my friends are all going to go see it because we're going to laugh at it. And it's like, okay, well, go have a good time. But if it's like, I hate this, I don't want this, and you give it to them and your money anyway, then they've won. They don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I went on, I think I'm just a chaotic individual, because I went on the Star Wars Land ride, Smuggler's Run, as the pilot, and I was just trying to crash the ship as much as I could and make it bump into stuff.
I just want to go on record, I hate that ride. Oh my God, it's so stupid. It's not fun. Like,
you should go as the pilot and just crash.
I've been the pilot twice.
Did you just try crashing?
No, because it barely controls. Like, I barely feel like it's just Jim Cummings going, hey, make sure you deliver this package. Like, I'm like, okay, what's going on here? You know, And like, I brought my girlfriend onto it and she was like, what the hell is this? It's like, this was what we got. Like, Star Wars Land is, oof, that's a joke.
Yeah. Well, there's not much to do there.
Yeah. And even like Rise of the Resistance is like, doesn't even look like it's that great, but yeah. I don't know. I'd rather go to Avatar Land. I should try that next time. I should go on there and just be like, hey, everybody, I just want to light this up. You know?
Just don't even say anything. Just crash into walls.
What if I went the whole time? Oh, he's got a problem. Okay.
Oh, jeez. You'd
probably get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just be like every Star Wars fan. I like Star Wars.
Jesus.
We know you have to get going, so we should probably wrap up.
Okay.
But
yeah, man, by the way, I'm really bummed that we have to do that. This has been a ton of fun talking to you so far.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
A great time. You're welcome back on anytime. Hey, sure. if I ever run into you at Disneyland, I'll be sure to follow you around and not leave you alone.
I usually wear a Jurassic Park shirt. I have a beard, very short hair, and I'm a big, I look like King Kong basically.
I'll be sure to follow you. I'm going to follow you.
Yeah, come on in. We'll go on Splash Mountain together, and then you can hear all the teenage high school girls say, "Wait, I'm going to get wet on Splash Mountain?"
Yeah.
That's an idea.
I'm going to sneak in if I don't have a fast pass.
Well, good thing for you, I use a single rider's line on Splash Mountain. Keep your arms, feet, and legs inside the log, and be sure to watch your kids have a zippity-doo-dah ride.
By the way, earlier you mentioned your voice, your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that applies to our Patreon as well, Joe.
Patreon.com/T1Podcast. It's a great way to support your brothers in other mothers, Lars and Joe. $2 a month gets you special listening privileges right when their episodes come out. And
here, I'll do it if you don't even know.
All right, go ahead.
$2 a month, guys, gets you early listening access to episodes like this one before they are released to the general public as soon as they are done editing. Right now, you could be listening to the Let's Game It Out episode early, if so. Also, you get to listen to extra bonus episodes of the show, which no one else in the world gets, as well as a cool role on the Discord and a lot of other small little cool benefits. I said cool a lot. I'm very aware of that right now.
Very cool. Very cool.
$10 a month gets you dramatic readings on air, which we do once a month. Those have been a lot of fun as well. You can get us to say whatever the fuck you want us to say, even if it's super goofy. And that's going to do that. Patreon.com/T1Podcast helps support the show. And Joe, if people wanted to wear the podcast, how could they do that?
Merch.T1Podcast.com. Check it out. We have shirts, we have phone cases and pillows and more. You'll thank us later. Love you.
And
bye-bye.
And Steven,
uh-huh.
Just real quick, if people wanted to check out your stuff, what's the best way to do that?
YouTube.com/Bielina Productions. I'm going to be having a major Sonic animation coming out within the next couple weeks. It's going to be about 20 Ooh. Minutes of full animation. It's busting my butt on it. I would appreciate if anybody wanted to go see it. It's a camping trip video, and it's going to be fun. A lot of fun. But yeah, that's about it. I mean, Twitter.com/BielinaTweet, and that's really it. I just make animations. That's all I'm really doing.
And if people are driving right now and they just want to commit this to memory, how to spell Bielina Productions, how can they do that?
Bielina Productions. Or you could just search Sonic Zombies and I'm the first thing that comes up.
Or guy who unnecessarily hates on Star Wars. Okay.
Yes, that's right. May the Force be with you.
Okay. I think that's going to do it. Joe, is there anything else?
Nope. But we do need something funny to end on. So something funny. Steven, take it away.
Hey, this is your old pal Goofy. If any of you fellers fight in front of my house at Disneyland again, I'll beat your ass.
That was really dark.
That was, yeah.